T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling on just a wild weekend of sports. I mean, so much happening. That Phillies game last night, major controversy at the end of the game. Safe at home plate was the call, and then it stood on replay. Look, we'll get into that. It was a crazy series. I mean, it really was a crazy series. And in a lot of ways, the Phillies didn't play the best baseball. I felt like the rivalry was really renewed and reignited between the Phillies and the Braves in a way that I appreciate. But there were aspects along the way I did not appreciate. We'll get to that. Major article out this morning. I'm sure you heard Angelo talking about it, about Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles and more dysfunction. The Athletic with a huge deep dive on the Birds. We'll get to that. Flyers lose yesterday. Awful. They're just in a bad spot. I don't know how else to put it. And the Sixers win on Saturday. Brooklyn loses. The Sixers are now tied again with Brooklyn atop the East. We got all of this and more on the plate to discuss today, and certainly want to do so with you. 215-592-9494. Your immediate reaction to what happened last night and that Phillies game, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
A leech has 32 brains.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Their body, the internal structure of their body divided into 32 equal segments, and each of those segments has its own brain.
Must be tiny brains, because they ain't big animals.
I would imagine.
You know, if you break it down, that's, you know. All right, let's get to it, John. There is so much going through my head here. I'm so happy to finally be with this microphone, because I've had something to get off my chest for I guess now 3 days.
Oh?
Yeah, I mean, look, we want to get into all aspects of last night. Was he safe at the plate, John?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
He didn't
not.
Touch the plate.
Well, he probably didn't, but I'm not certain that the replay system definitively proved that he didn't touch it. I mean, that to me was like, I don't think he touched home plate. I really don't.
Well, the ump messed up. He was looking at the tag, not at whether he touched the plate or not. Assumed he touched the plate.
Right.
Said he was safe.
Right.
And then incredibly, there wasn't a shot that definitively showed.
That's my point.
That he didn't touch the plate.
That's my point.
Or did. Yeah, it was just, wow.
I mean,
we're very lucky.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'm super happy about it.
Right.
Because that, you know, saved us from going 0-for.
Well, yeah, and let's ask everyone, do you think he touched the plate? And then another question is, do you think they got the call right on replay? As John's pointing out, and this is how I felt, there's a difference between the initial call, did he touch the plate or not, and then replay, which has to disprove the original call. I didn't feel the original call was disproved by the – and there's, I know, 5 camera angles, and the Braves players are going nuts.
Yeah.
And the fans were a disgrace, and they're throwing stuff on the field. Like, I watched and watched and watched, and I'm like, I have not yet seen proof that he didn't touch the plate.
Wait, the fans were a disgrace. Oh. Imagine if the tables were turned.
Totally. Totally.
No, seriously. I felt like the fans were kind of well behaved considering.
No, but John, you can't be throwing stuff on the field. I mean, I want to hear from everyone on what happened last night, what you make of it. Harper, by the way, stepping up big with some big hits in the series. Hoskins has some hits. Now, the starting pitching was not great. I mean, it just wasn't. Look, we'll talk about it all at 215-592-9494. To react to the series at large. We're going to get to this huge Eagles article from the Athletic as well. I want to get something off my chest. 3 days now in the making. And I got to circle back to Friday night, because I'm watching everything after Friday night under the prism of annoyance, which is the Ronald Acuna situation on Friday when it hits a homer, and clearly in the batter's box, I mean, he does, it is a spectacular player. Monster home run, big spot in the game. Almost felt like a big spot in the season because the Phillies were closing in on, you know, kind of getting closer to a four straight win against the Braves. Wheeler had been cruising, and that home run obviously changed the game. And, you know, Acuna does what he does, admiring the ball from the batter's long, admiring the ball from the batter's box, gets incredibly exuberant, then starts running. When he approaches third base, he does this hop, hop, hop thing as he approaches third. All right, here's the deal, and this is what really fired me up the most from the whole weekend. And I can't be any more clear about this. I was unbelievably disappointed in Phillies manager Joe Girardi for not instructing one of the pitchers after that moment, a relief pitcher in that game, any of the pitchers on Saturday, any of the pitchers on Sunday. I was so disappointed that Joe Girardi, who should know better, who's been around big league baseball since the 1980s, I could not believe that Joe Girardi did not take this as an opportunity to unify the Phillies, to create a sense of team by having one of his players either brush back Ronald Acuna or hit Ronald Acuna. And I know this is something, and I talked about this on Twitter, and a lot of people got very upset, and some people agree with me, and the whole thing went to Atlanta, and Atlanta people were really mad at me, and that's a whole different matter, but whatever. The reality is this. I thought it was an opportunity for the Phillies to bond as a team. Here's what I saw, okay? And I want everyone to react again. Back to Friday night, Acuna hits the homer. It's a blast of a homer. It's a big moment in the game. And obviously, you know, he's doing the pose thing at home plate, and he's looking at the ball. And, you know, this stuff happens with more modern players a lot more than it did 20 years ago, 40 years ago. We all know that. And the thing to me is this isn't even just a baseball, you know, sort of like, whoa, what's the right way to go about playing the game of baseball? Although certainly that is part of the conversation. What really irked me immensely, and John, you can tell how fired up I'm about it, is I think Acuna punked Zach Wheeler. That's what I, at a basic level, to me, it's a Braves player punking a Phillies pitcher. And by extension, punking the Phillies team. And I saw not one Phillies pitcher, not one, after that moment in any of the following 2.5 games, not one Phillies pitcher did anything about it. And I blame that. You know, it doesn't shock me that a 25-year-old might not know to do it because, you know, they're not sort of like it's not ingrained in them as much as it used to be 20 and 40 years ago. Joe Girardi should know better. I mean, Joe Girardi should know this is not – you're going to punk my pitcher? Okay. Well, you're going to get drilled in the ribs with a fastball. Or if I don't hit you, I'm going to brush you back. And it's an opportunity for a team to come together as a team. I was so disappointed that Joe Girardi just rolled over on this. And I like Girardi. We all like him. He seems like a nice guy. He's a baseball lifer. But, I mean, Girardi's got to know better. And for the and then, by the way, Acuna last night when he hits the homer, I think it was in, like, the seventh inning or something. And he's a magnificent player. Had an unbelievable series. Last thing in the world I wanted to see was that guy up in the ninth inning. And fortunately, the Phillies got him out. But when he hit that homer fairly late in the game last night, I think it was the seventh inning, he does a 360 in the, like, just as he's leaving the batter's box, he does a 360 before he really starts running. I was so disappointed in Phillies manager Joe Girardi, who should know better. And I wonder, did that strike others as well? Were you irked by what Acuna did? Were you irked by the Phillies pitchers not having any form of retaliation, not standing up for themselves as a team, not standing up for their teammate Zach Wheeler? And what do you make of the fact that Joe Girardi, who's been a part of big league baseball since the 80s, should know better and did nothing about it? 215-592-9494. I really want to hear from everyone on this. What do you make of that whole sequence and what it led to, which was a series where I felt the Phillies just rolled over on that issue, and I thought it was a disgrace. 215-592-9494. John, what do you make of that?
I don't make much of that at all. I think you are wow.
I mean, he really looked at that ball.
I understand there's a different mentality that you have when watching baseball than I take on when I'm watching baseball.
Yep.
I'm new to this game, so to speak.
Yep.
I mean, like, relatively new. I've been watching the Phillies, you know, since we've been doing this show. I don't know. Maybe I'm a more modern watcher than you. It didn't bother me.
Oh, it drove me nuts.
It was a shot that Acuna hit.
It was.
And he dawdled for a couple seconds, yeah. Looked at it. I think you're losing your mind. The game has evolved. The game has changed since the early days that you were watching as a kid.
I know.
And they have adapted. Just like we think it's okay that the coaches treat these players differently. They're not as hard on them because it's a different breed of player nowadays. They have adapted the way that they go about business.
No question. The players are very different. It's very obvious. But you know what, Johnny? You know what really?
It's like saying, hey, you know what? The NFL, it's messed. I'm going to rally against this idea that they're doing the ride and decide offense in the NFL because that'll never work in the NFL. The ride and decide, the read option stuff, that's college stuff. I can't get behind that. Well, it works. And I think it worked. A little bit of showmanship in Major League Baseball, maybe that's okay.
So, that's a great point, John. Let me address that, because that's what a lot of people were saying to me on Twitter, and my tweet made its way down to Atlanta, and I had all these Braves fans, and I largely discount what they were. I mean, one guy called me a terrorist. I swear to God, a guy called me this weekend on the internet, called me a terrorist. Okay, and just because I'm advocating to either brush a guy back or you're gonna put him on his butt. I mean, here's the deal. When you talk about some showmanship, John, and I agree with you, there are spots for showmanship, and I think there's a difference between a postseason home run and a regular season home run, a walk-off home run and a non-walk-off home run. And so while I agree with you, John, showmanship is part of it. Here's what I think also is part of it. And there's a baseball topic here, but then I'm going to bring it back to the Phillies and a team issue. Part of sports and part of baseball, in my opinion, is conflict, and part of it is intimidation. Like, intimidation is a part of sports. If I have the ability to throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and move you off the plate and make you uncomfortable as a hitter, it's my responsibility, I believe, as a pitcher on a baseball team to do that. That's going to help my whole team the whole series. Maybe Ronald Acuna is not going to be so dug in at home plate if on Friday night after he does that, when I think he gets two more at-bats after that, someone buzzes him or someone drills him. Like, intimidation is part of sports. And what struck me so much this weekend on the internet with all these ridiculous comments from all these people were it's not right to hit a player with a baseball. It's improper. It's an act. It's an illegal act. I'm a terrorist. Like, at what point did sports move from what we largely have known it to be, which is conflict and at times intimidation, to, nope, you can't do that. Like, you're telling me you just, that's it? Can't do it? Because I don't agree with that. But more than that, John, because I want to bring this back to the Phillies, I can't emphasize this enough. For Girardi, who should know better, for Girardi, who, was in the American League East and other, like, Pedro was doing his thing. And this is only 20 years ago. Pedro would move guys off the plate. Hey, if you want to admire your home run ball off of Pedro, Pedro will nail you. It was an opportunity for the Phillies, who have not made the postseason in 10 years, who have wilted three consecutive seasons. The Phillies have, when the going gets tough, 3 years in a row, 2018 in August, I think it was 2019 again in August, 2020 it was in September. I mean, there are a lot of tough days ahead. There's going to be the dog days, there are going to be the days after the dog days of this baseball season. I want a team that is galvanized together, that can remember a moment where they stand up for each other and, if need be, fight for each other. And I actually mean that. You know, John, there were so many people that said to me on the internet this weekend, basically that, this isn't how the game should be played and blah, 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 like, I'm wrong. And part of my point is, and they said, well, children were being invoked. Hey, if you want children to be a fan of baseball, right, well, you got to let the players celebrate. Let me tell you, as a kid, what hit me. Celebration hit me as a kid across all sports. You know what also hit me as a kid? What got me going when I was 12? When my team would fight. When my team would fight. I remember Phillies-Mets fights. I remember them. I remember Charles Barkley and Charles Oakley fights. Actual fights. Now, do I want pure lawlessness? No. Do I want the malice in the palace and let's go into the stands? No. But I want my team to know, if a player on the opposing team punks one of my pitchers, we have a responsibility as a team to stand up as a team. And I couldn't believe that Girardi couldn't get that. Look, I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. There's multiple issues. There's what's the right way to play baseball and what's not. What was acceptable and is it no longer acceptable. But there's also the issue of a moment. And it was a moment. And I think it was a major missed opportunity by the Phillies, and specifically Girardi, who should know better. 215-592-9494. John, then there's everything else in the series. We've already talked about safer out at home plate. The starting pitching, John, I mean, you know, there were some real issues with the starting pitching this weekend.
Well, crashing back to reality.
Yeah. What'd you make of that?
We are not the special 1-2-3 punch that we looked like after that first series. The Braves are a much better team than they showed in the season opening series. And this is a taste of the truth. Their hitters were better than our pitchers. And let's hope that balance is something that we can figure out to our advantage moving forward, because it didn't look good.
One thing we know, Phillies aren't running away with anything. Thank God they got the win yesterday. It was, you know, they were helped by that call. There's no question. Listen, the Braves are really good. Ronald Acuna is a magnificent player. I mean, that guy is just an unbelievable player.
And you're saying they should have hit him.
Yeah, they should have, because you know what? That could help make him less of a magnet. Get him uncomfortable. In 1980, when George Brett had hemorrhoids, yes, for those that don't know, hemorrhoids, and the whole world knew he had hemorrhoids during the World Series, and he was one of the best hitters in baseball. Game 4, Phillies weren't going to win the game. It was late in the game. What did Dickie Knowles do? He put him on his butt. He made him hurt even more. Like, intimidation is part of sports. The Phillies came back and won Game 5 and won Game 6. At what point has society gotten so, I don't know, soft, that intimidation can't be part of sports? What, are we going to say a player in hockey can't check another player? You can't check him? Come on, man. Let's go to the phones. What do you make of it all? I thought it was a major missed opportunity by Girardi. Now, I am excited the Phillies won yesterday. That was a bit of a wake-up call as a series. Obviously, you can see parts of the Braves where they're very good. We got to get in this big Eagles article from The Athletic as well. Flyers and Sixers from the weekend as well. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Dave in New Jersey. Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Dave.
Hey, if I could, real quick, I just wanted to get a quick comment about that play at the plate with Bohm.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that the way the system is now, the one thing I do like is that it keeps the human element in the game with the umpires, right? They can still miss calls. They just can't miss egregious calls where they can go back and see they made a mistake. And I do like the way you guys commented, like, he definitely was not looking at the plate. He was looking at the tag, but you can't overrule it. So there's still that human element. If the umpire misses a tight one, you know, sometimes the replay can't help him.
Well, I mean, it was kind of bad luck for the Braves that I don't think there was a real, absolutely guaranteed, definitive view of it. Now, I don't think Bohm hit home plate, but I also don't think there was a no doubt about it consistent view where you could tell he for sure didn't hit home plate.
I guess, but we got rewarded for
it was a
dumb decision to send him.
I don't agree. As soon as that ball was hit where it was, I said, send him, make that guy throw you out, because I did not trust a Philly hitter.
Send him it's not Alec Bohm. Send him if it's Roman Quinn.
I liked it. I really did, John. I mean, because you know what? You're going to have a man on third, two out. You're probably not getting that guy
in.
Quinn said,
coming up. You have to do it.
Yeah, Quinn coming up. Exactly. Go for it. I thought it was a great job of the third base guy. Go ahead. Dave, what do you make of the Acuna situation and Girardi's handling of it?
Yeah, so I like the fact that you brought this up, because I've talked about this a couple of times with my friends. I'm going to say this. I'm going to give Girardi a pass. I give Joe a pass this weekend, and I'll tell you why. I really like to watch the Braves play baseball. They're incredibly talented. I like passion. I like guys getting fired up. But what they're doing at times has to be addressed. There's no question about it. The only thing I'm saying is, you know, that particular – situation might not have called for it. So I give Joe a pass. And what I mean by that is, you know, we swept them. It's the start of a really big series down there.
Yep.
We're in a tight game. They just might not have needed the distraction right there.
Okay.
But I will say, I don't want to see people get hurt, but the way they're acting, I don't want to see anyone, you know, take one in the ear hole, but
no,
you know,
of course not.
To be addressed.
And to be clear, Dave, I would never advocate for throwing at a guy's head. I'm not saying that. I'm absolutely not saying that. Nor am I saying, hey, Phils can hit a Brave and a Brave can't hit a Phil. I mean, I'm long on the record. I think Bryce Harper at times is over exuberant with his celebrations. I said that from the first week Bryce Harper was here. I remember, John, you and I did a whole show. I said, Phillies better watch it. They're going to start throwing it to Phils. No, they never did because it seems like it's out of baseball. I don't think it should be. But I think, to me, that's the spot where Joe Girardi, I believe, messed up this weekend. Tyler's with us. Tyler, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. What's going on, John? What's happening, buddy?
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, listen, Joe, I could not be more spot on with your way of thinking, man. I was laying in bed listening with the kids last night and all weekend watching, talking to my friends and parents and everybody about it.
Yep.
Man, Acuna, I mean, just clown antics there. I mean, go ahead and celebrate, but the 360 and the pounding of the chest. I mean, in reality, you know, we just swept your butts, you know, at home. So let's act like we've been there before. But I wanted to go online and spread this out a little bit with you guys. And, John, I know you probably can relate to this as well. I think this is a Philadelphia citywide sports team issue. And what I mean by that is, you know, you just don't see the toughness, the sticking up for each other. The Flyers, I mean, they're letting their guys get cold-cocked and knocked out and boarded constantly. And it just takes like a million years for them to actually step up and stick up for one another. And, you know, and I think good the Eagles, too, you know, even on defense with some of the stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm with you there 100%. Somebody should have buzzed Acuna, at least moved him a little bit. I mean, he did that on Friday, and then they continued to serve him pitches to hit all weekend long.
No question.
It was just great.
And listen, Tyler, I appreciate the call. Obviously, you couldn't drill him in the ninth inning last night after the 360 because, you know, there's nobody on and there's one out and you got a one-run lead in the ninth. So you can't do it then. And, yeah, you can say, okay, well, let's roll it over to a future series. And maybe they will because he did the 360. But to me, the Friday night thing, that was enough to do something late Friday or Saturday. It was enough. And they didn't stand up as a team. And this is a team, I'll use the word team in small letters. This is a team that 3 years in a row has wilted down the stretch. And I want them to, you know, like if you have to go out there and literally fight together, maybe in August and September when the going gets tough, maybe there's some extra resource that you can dig down and remember when you literally fought together. And that gives you
there's
little.
There's a different way you can literally fight together than brushing back a hitter.
Just.
I just think that what you're calling for is cheap retaliation for something that I don't deem necessary.
I know you don't. I mean, you're like the way a lot of young players think. And listen, I respect the fact that we got a lot of different ages of people that come to the table here in Sports Talk Radio. It does seem more younger people like the way the Phillies handled it by not doing something. More older people want, you know, a guy to get hit or brush back. You know, all that aside and the generational talk aside, I just thought it was an opportunity for a team to become more of a team. And I think Joe Girardi blew it. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, all the phone calls on that issue. Also, we'll focus on a huge Eagles article, yet another expose, great piece in The Athletic, focusing on the Eagles and Jeffrey Lurie in this case and further dysfunction. We'll dive into that. We'll rock all your calls. We got a lot to discuss here today. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, your calls all show on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.